阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon Sabbath service.
唱诗四百三十七首。
Let us sing hymn 437.
大家同心跪下祷告，求主带领祝福我们下午的聚会。
Yes, I'll kneel down and pray in one accord, ask the Lord to guide our afternoon service.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。感谢主耶稣带领下午我们继续聚会敬拜神。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord, He's guiding us through our afternoon Sabbath service.
下午继续来学习啊，主所喜悦的人。
And this afternoon, we're going to continue to learn about the people that are pleased by God.
早上我们提到神喜欢心里诚实的人。
In the morning, we talked about that God is likes those who are truthful in their heart.
人按照神的形象造。
Man is created by the image of God.
所以人的本质啊，就是诚实的。
So essentially, man was to be truthful.
后来我们知道主耶稣说， 说谎者的父亲就是魔鬼。
And later, Jesus told us that those who are liars are the child of Satan.
人的心会失去诚实，是因为受到魔鬼的迷惑。
When a man loses their honesty, it's because they're influenced by Satan.
所以主耶稣说，魔鬼啊，是说谎之人的父亲。
That is why Jesus said that Satan is the father of liars.
所以主耶稣也教导我们说，你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
And that's why Jesus taught us that our words must be either yes or no.
其实这个就很简单。
Actually, that is a very simple matter.
本来人就是这个样子。
Because man was originally supposed to be that way.
那为什么会是不说是啊？
And how come sometimes when our yes might not be yes?
或者说不是的也不会不说不是。
And maybe we don't really want to say no when we're supposed to.
会说很多不相关的这个话。
We will say a lot of irrelevant matters.
或者说相反的话。
Or a lot of opposing ways.
为什么？
Why is that?
主耶稣说这些啊都是出于恶者。
Jesus said that these are all out of evil.
这个是让我们知道怎么做一个诚实的人。
We need to learn how to be a truthful person.
怎么样才不会受魔鬼的欺骗？
How are we not going to be deceived by Satan?
魔鬼总是希望我们多说一些什么。
Satan always hopes for us to do more bad things.
要遮盖一些什么。
To hide some of our thoughts.
这样就不实在了。
And that is not truthful.
其实做人呢、啊。在神面前，在人面前都一样，我们实实在在就好。
Actually, to be a person in front of man, in front of God, is just to be honest and truthful.
所以主耶稣提醒我们说，如果再多说的话，就出于那恶者了。
That's why Jesus teaches us that if we speak over what we're supposed to, we're the son of liars.
那这样就不单纯了，就不能得到神的喜悦。
And we're not simple-minded and won't be pleased by God.
所以其实我们只要对自己诚实呢，就没有问题了。
So let us just be honest to ourselves, and we won't run into trouble.
那么对自己诚实，其实啊，就是对神诚实了。
Because if you're honest to yourself, then you're truthful to God.
所以在神的面前呢，也就是神是监察人心的，我们对自己的心呢负责的话，就是在神面前诚实的人。
When we come before God, we're responsible to Him as long as we can face ourselves.
那从古至今呢，神就多喜悦这样的人。
From ancient times, God especially expects that of us.
所以圣经上说，神监察遍地，要显大能，帮助那一些心里诚实的人。
Bible tells us that He searches the earth to find where His power can be manifested.
所以从古以来呢，我们知道说有很多这样的见证。
We can see from the ancient times, we see a lot of testimonies.
从圣经里头我们也看到很多。
And from the Bible, we can see a lot of those testimonies.
其实神帮助那些心里诚实的人。
And God actually helps those who are truthful in their heart.
因为神跟他们亲近，而且呢与他们同在。
For the Lord draws close to them and abides with them.
那进一步啊，我们还要再更认识神所喜悦的人。
One step further, we'll understand what kind of people that the Lord is pleased with.
因为从最基础的这个人来看，就是以诚实为基础。
We can see that honesty is the basic foundation of a person.
但是神呢、啊，还要进一步希望我们对他要有信心。
However, God wants us to take a step further to have faith toward Him.
要进一步得到神更加的喜爱的话呢，那就是要对神的信心。
For God to be even more pleased with us is so that we have faith in Him.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
十一章第六节说：“人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他 赏赐那寻求他的人。这里说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Here it tells us that without faith it is impossible to please him.
这个话呢是对当时的犹太人讲。
These words were spoken to the local Jewish people.
犹太人我们知道他们所信的是旧约里头的亚伯拉罕的神。
The Jewish people, we know, they worship the God of Moses.
但这一位神呢，还没有向他们显明出来。
To them, this God has not been manifested yet.
连这一位神的名字呢，他们都不晓得。
Even to the point where they don't know the name of their God.
所以这对他们来讲呢，是有点困难。
So for them, it is hard to understand.
因为神既没有名字，又不看不见。
Since they have a God, they cannot see nor a name that they can call.
但是呢，有很少数的人呢，神会特别向他们显现。
But there are a scarce amount of people that God would show Himself to.
比如说刚开始的亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
For example, the early people, Moses, Jacob.
神都借着异象向他们显现。
God will use visions to show Himself to them.
所以他们要相信神呢，就好像比较容易。
So for them to believe in God is easier.
摩西啊，神也向他显现。
God showed Himself to Moses.
神对他说话。
God spoke to him.
所以他认识神。
So then he knew God.
他能够相信神的存在。
He was able to believe the existence of God.
那么摩西啊，神差他到百姓那里去。
God sent Moses to the people.
要带领他们出埃及。
To lead them out of Egypt.
那摩西说：“那神，那我要向他们怎么介绍这一位神？”
And Moses asked God, "How do I introduce you as the God?"
不然的话，他们怎么会相信我？
And otherwise, how would they believe me?
所以神说，那你就跟他说啊，是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神啊，差我来的。
Then you will tell them that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has sent me.
但是这个他们也是很难想象。
But for them, it is hard to imagine.
这一位神是存在在哪里？
Where would this God exist?
那他们怎么会相信？
And how would they be able to believe?
摩西说这样也很难，那你叫什么名字？至少也要给他们一个名字。
Moses said, at least I can give them a name.
那神那个时候跟他讲说，那你告诉他，我就是自有永有的神。
Then you tell them that I am the all existing God.
那这样的神呢，就超越我们所能了解的。
And this God is beyond our understanding.
所以当时的以色列人呢，真的很难认识他们自己的神。
So we can see that at that time, the Israelites were very hard to understand their God.
所以都要靠一些神向他们显现的这些先知啦，来带领他们。
Their belief depended on whether God had showed them visions.
一旦没有神同在的这种领导者带领他们，他们就离开神了。
Once they did not have a spiritual leader to guide them, then they were lost.
他们很难去了解神的存在。
It was extremely hard for them to understand that God does exist.
虽然有以前很多神显神迹奇事给他们看。
Even though God has showed them a lot of miracles and signs,
但这些很快就忘记了。
But very quickly they forgot about
them. 那相反的，他们看到迦南人或者埃及人其他的外邦人都在拜神。
And in the other way, when they saw the Canaanites worship their idols.
那他们的神呢，就看得见又有名字。
They were able to see their idols, and they had names for their idols.
其实他们也会显一些奇事。
And actually, they were able to show some signs and miracles
too. 那这样的神呢，就觉得很清楚啊。
And that God is very clear for them.
那我们这一位自有拥有的神，亚伯拉罕的神呢，是看不见、摸不着又想不到。
And how come this all-knowing and all-possessing God of Moses, I can't see?
所以要让他们对神有信心哦，真的是很难。
So in order for them to have faith toward God is very difficult.
所以我们在看这个旧约以色列的历史，才会看到他为什么他们一直会离开神去拜偶像。
That's why we see in the history of the Old Testament that the Israelites were very easily to leave God and worship idols.
不像我们现在啊，对神的认识这么清楚。
Not like us today, how we can know God even more clear.
那么主耶稣来到世上的时候。
Once Jesus came onto the earth,
我们外邦人呢，以前是不认识神的。
The us Gentiles did not know God.
以色列人所拜这位神，我们根本就不认识他。
The God of the Israel, we would definitely not recognize.
那跟我们也没有什么关系。
Well, it's not associated with us.
因为他是以色列人的神。
Because it is the God of the Israelites.
哦，受割礼人的神。
They are the God that of the circumcised.
那外邦人跟我们就跟他没有关系。
And Gentiles have no relationship with them.
虽然他是天地的主宰。
Though he is the ruler of the
heaven
and earth.
他是以另外一种方式，像我们中文人说天，哇，天上的这位。
Uses another way to show us of the heavens.
刮风下雨的啊，这位神。
The God of the weather.
但是很难想象。后来还是变成拜偶像。
And it's hard to believe that they end up still worshiping idols.
所以，主耶稣降生到世上来。
Once Jesus came onto mankind.
那就是神向我们世人呢显现。
This is telling us that God reveals Himself to us.
这一次的显现是向全世界的人显现。
And God is revealing Himself to all people on the earth.
不是像古时候呢，向特殊几个人显现。
Not like in the old times, he just shows himself to several only a few people.
而是那种显现是短暂的，就是说，像意象中的，不是直接的显现，意象中的一些显现。
In the old time, God would only appear for a moment in the vision.
那不是很普遍性的。
And this was not permanent.
而且呢，是不清楚的。
And it wasn't very clear either.
但是呢，最末后的时候，主耶稣降生到世上来。
But towards the end of the time, Jesus finally shows himself.
那就很清楚的将神自己呢显明给全世界的人。
Now it becomes clear that God is showing himself through Jesus.
所以我们外邦人呢，就直接由主耶稣来认识神的。
Now the Gentiles have the opportunity to recognize God through Jesus.
所以神呢爱我们世人呢。
Now we see that God loves all men.
就是要我们相信他。
It's for us to believe in him.
得到他的救恩。
So we can obtain his salvation.
神所喜爱的人。
The people pleased by God.
就是要将救恩赐给他。
Are to be given salvation.
这个是超乎以前旧约时代的。
This surpasses what happens in the Old
Testament. 旧约时代的人，只要你心里诚实。
In the Old Testament, as long as you're truthful in your heart.
神喜爱他，神呢会赐福给他。
Then God will bless them.
会帮助他。
And they will help him.
不仅是犹太人。
Not only for the Jewish people.
外邦人也是一样。
That is also for the Gentiles.
所以外邦人也不认识神。
And so though the Gentiles do not know God.
但是呢，人呢、啊、穷极呀、啊，呼天，天还是帮助他。
But when they're poor and you cry to the heavens, God still helps them.
以色列人也是一样。
Same for the Israelites.
他们遇到困难的时候，呼求他们所敬拜的那位神。
Once they encounter problems and they cry to the God in heaven.
神也是来帮助他们。
God will still help them.
这是一样的。
And that is still the same.
那么到了末后主耶稣降生这个时代。
Now when we've passed for time where Jesus came onto the earth.
就是神很清楚的向世人显现的。
God clearly reveals himself to mankind.
我们看这个约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
所以今天我们要相信有神。
Today we need to believe there is a God.
其实就很简单了。
It's very simple.
看《约翰福音》第一章十八节。
Turn to John chapter 1 verse 18.
说从来没有人看见神了，只有在父怀里的独生子向他表明出来。这里说， 从来没有人看见神。
He tells us that no one has seen God at any time.
没有看见的，要相信他的存在是很困难的。
If you haven't seen God, but you want, you request that people believe in Him, is very hard.
所以神也知道人有这样的软弱。
God knows that man has this weakness.
所以到末后的时候呢，神就借着耶稣基督啊降生来显明。
That is why in the latter times, God shows Himself through Jesus.
我将这一位看不见的父神呢，显明给我们看。
To allow this God that we can't see to be revealed.
所以主耶稣到世上来的时候。
When Jesus came onto the earth.
就是要告诉我们这件事情。
Is to tell us of this matter.
所有相信的人都要得到神的恩典。
That all who believe in Him will receive His grace.
相信谁？相信神的儿子耶稣基督。
To believe in the Son of God, that is Jesus Christ.
所以今天神要我们相信耶稣基督。
So today God wants us to believe in Jesus Christ.
当时主耶稣在世上的时候。
When Jesus was on earth.
犹太人不相信。
The Jewish people could not believe.
所以他们得不到神的喜欢了。
So they did not receive the pleasing of the Lord.
所以犹太人得不到救恩。
So the Jewish cannot receive salvation.
而且你看，几千年来啊，他们受很多的苦。
In all these thousands of years, they've suffered so much.
很可怕的。
And it's very frightening.
因为他不相信。
Because they do not believe.
那今天我们外邦人呢？听到福音就相信。
But today the Gentiles believe the gospel and believe.
相信了就得到恩典。
Once they believe, they will receive grace.
得到神的喜欢。
They will receive the light of
the Lord. 因为神爱世人，就是将他的独生子赐给我们。
Because God loves mankind, He gave us His only begotten Son.
叫我们相信的人就不至灭亡，反得永生了。
And those who believe Him will not die, but receive eternal life.
所以说到神面前来，一定要相信有神。
So once you become before the Lord, you need to believe there is God. 那么
今对我们外邦人来讲，要相信耶稣。
For us Gentiles, believe in Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣就是神的显现。
Because Jesus Christ is the image of God.
如果不认识耶稣，那就根本不可能认识神了。
If you do not know Jesus Christ, then you will not know God.
那今天我们很清楚的认识，耶稣就是神。
But today we clearly understand that Jesus Christ is God.
对，主耶稣说，你们看见我就是看见父。
That is why Jesus says, when you see me, you will see the Father.
所以今天我们相信耶稣基督。
So today we believe in Jesus Christ.
这个是很容易的事情。
And this is a more easy matter.
因为主耶稣基督啊，没有人不知道他的存在。
Because nobody knows his existence.
全世界上的人都认识他。
But now everyone knows.
那今天我们相信他是谁。
So today we need to believe that he is God.
差在这一点。
And that is the most
important point. 因为成为人的耶稣呢，是全世界人没有人不认识的。
There is not one person in the world who doesn't know that Jesus God came to earth as Jesus.
那今天我们的信心就是，我们要相信耶稣基督就是神。
So today for us, we need to believe that Jesus Christ is God.
所以主耶稣当时对犹太人说：“你们信神，也当信我。”
So that is why Jesus told the multitude that if you believe God, then you believe me.
最后对门徒也是这么说。
And he said that to the disciples.
你们信神，也当信我。
If you believe in God, then you believe in me.
父在我里面，我在父里面。
The Father is in me, and I in the Father.
我跟父啊，这是一的。
I and the Father are one.
不是另外有分开的。
We're not separated.
就是说，看不见的神，借着看得见的耶稣基督向我们显明这样子。
It is through a God that you can't see, but seen through a Jesus Christ that you can see.
所以，相信耶稣基督是就是神。
Therefore, believe that Jesus Christ is God.
这样就是我们的信心了。
That is what is our faith should be.
所以今天呢，我们相信耶稣基督就是神。
So today we believe Jesus Christ is God.
他就是这一位天地的主宰。
He is the ruler of heaven and earth.
这个是我们的信心。
And that is what composes of our faith.
那我们相信耶稣基督是神。
Now that we believe in Jesus is God.
当时主耶稣在世上的时候。
When Jesus was still on earth.
像我们从四福音里头认识的哈。
The Jesus that we recognize in the four Gospels.
四福音记载耶稣的事情，就是要让我们认识耶稣就是神。
The four Gospels record Jesus for us to know Jesus better.
所以你看他行神迹奇事。
So we see that he performed signs and miracles.
就是要向我们证明他就是神。
Is to prove to us that he is true.
所以像尼哥底母去找耶稣基督啊。
Just like how Nicodemus went to find Jesus.
他是这个法利赛人。
He is a Pharisee.
一般法利赛人都不相信的。
Pharisee does not believe in Jesus.
但是这个尼哥底母比较特殊。
But Nicodemus is special.
这个人比较谦卑。
He's more humble.
他听耶稣讲道理。
He listens to the truth that Jesus
preaches. 他知道这个道是神的道。
He knows that this truth is the truth of
God. 并且呢，看见耶稣行神迹奇事。
And he's seen Jesus do signs and miracles.
所以他就知道这个人，这个不是普通的人。
So Nicodemus knows that this is not any normal
person. 他如果不是从神来啊，他没有办法行这些事情的。
If he did not come from God, he is not unable to do these signs and miracles.
所以他专程来拜访他。
That is why he persists to go and find him.
他就是对主耶稣这么说。
And he tells Jesus this.
说如果你不是从神来啊，你就不能行这些事。
And he told Jesus that if you're not from God, you're unable to do these matters.
所以主耶稣开门见山就跟他讲，重生进神国的这个道理。
That is why Jesus then tells him to be reborn of water to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那今天呢，我们从圣经啊，新约圣经里头认识耶稣基督就是神。
Today we learn through the New Testament that Jesus Christ is God.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
并且呢，主耶稣还显明神的慈爱。
And Jesus Christ shows the love of
God. 神关怀世上的人的这些困难啊。
He cares for all the matters of everyone in this world.
所以有病痛没有办法解决的问题。
All the troubles and sicknesses that we can't solve.
只要到主耶稣面前来。
As long as you come before Jesus.
我们从圣经看出，一切所有的主耶稣都会医治他们。
We see in the Bible that every matter Jesus can heal.
只要他们相信。
As long as they believe.
所有相信的人。
All those that believe.
每一个人都得到恩典。
Every one of them will receive healing.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is what God is pleased with.
所以神呢，要我们相信耶稣基督。
So God wants us to believe in Jesus Christ.
啊，那所有的恩典都要给我们。
And all the grace and blessings will be given to us.
这个是神最喜欢的。
This is what God is most happy with.
今天呢，我们要得到神的喜悦啊，一定要相信耶稣基督。
So today, if we want to be pleased by God, we definitely need to have faith in Him.
啊，这个当主耶稣受洗的时候。
And after Jesus was baptized,
就这个见证出来了。
It was testified out.
主耶稣受洗起来的时候，天开了，圣灵降在他身上。
And once Jesus got baptized, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended.
那天上就有声音说，这是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And there was a voice from heaven saying that this is my beloved son.
这是神最喜悦的人。
And this is what God is most pleased with.
神最喜悦的人就是他的儿子。
God is most pleased with His Son.
啊，谁是他的儿子？
And who is His Son?
你看，就是受洗。
That is the one that is baptized. Those who are baptized.
就成为神的儿子。
Once you're baptized, you are the Son of God.
圣灵降在他身上。
The Holy Spirit will descend on them.
来做印证。
As a proof.
你是我的儿子，我喜悦你。
To prove that you are my son and I am pleased with you.
这个就是神最喜悦的人了。
This is the person most pleased by God.
那这样的人呢，今天就是我们相信耶稣基督就是神的儿子的人。
So the person most pleased by God is the one that believes in the Son of God, which is
Jesus Christ. 这样的人就是从神生的。
And this person will be born of God.
就是神最喜悦的人。
This is the person most pleased by God.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第十二节
，Verse 12，
这个主耶稣到世上来的时候
，When Jesus came onto the earth，
凡接待他的呢，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
All those who received him were those the children of God。
这里说相信耶稣基督的名的人。
Here it tells us it was those who believe in。Jesus in His name.
相信耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
So if you believe in Jesus Christ, then you are the Son of God.
神的儿子就是神哦。
Son of God is God.
那么他就是给他们权柄做神的儿女。
He gave them power to be the children of God.
这是最得神喜爱的了。
And this is what's most pleasing to God.
说这样的人呢，啊，不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的。
This person is not born of blood nor of the flesh.
也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Nor of the will of man.
这个就是啊。最蒙神喜悦的人
This is the person that is most pleased by God.
就是从神生的
That is to be born of God.
所以这样的人呢，就相信耶稣基督
And this type of person will believe in Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们相信耶稣基督
So today we believe in Jesus Christ.
他就是神
He is God.
这个是第一个
That is the first point.
他说还要相信呢，神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
Even more, need to believe that He will bless those who pursue after Him.
也就是说，相信神的爱，相信神的应许。
You believe in God, you believe in His promise.
神借着耶稣基督来，要我们认识他，同时呢，要我们相信他爱我们。
God came through Jesus Christ for us to believe that He loves us.
我们还相信神的爱。
We need to believe in the love of God.
他爱我们。
That He loves us.
怎么爱？
How does He love us?
说借着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死，向我们显明了。
It is through Jesus Christ as He crucified, and that is how He showed us.
我们相信神怎么爱我们。
That is how we believe how He loves us.
就是借着耶稣基督向我们显明。
And through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的信心呢，就是建立在耶稣基督和他的这个。为我们受死的这种爱。
Therefore, our belief is based on the love of Christ and what He did for us.
这个就是天父向我们显明的哈。
This is how God shows us.
那天父既然这么爱我们
，Since the Heavenly Father loves us so much,
我们相信
，And if we truly believe,
那我们就很放心。
Then we will be rest assured.
我们知道我们一切所求于他的，他都会。赐给我们。
That everything we asked Him for, He will give us.
我们就会知道，我们什么事情呢，都会来向他祷告。
Then we know that everything we can ask Him.
这样神就很喜欢我们。
And that way, God will be very pleased
with us. 所以神喜欢呢，我们向他祷告。
Because God is pleased with us when we pray to Him.
好像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
神，亚伯拉罕相信神一切的应许。
Abraham believed in all the promises God gave him.
都是实在的。
And they're all true.
因为神是信实的神。
Because God is a truthful God.
神所说的一切都是实在的。
He is a faithful God, and everything he says is true.
这个就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
那今天我们也是一样。
And today, us likewise.
我们要相信主耶稣说的话。
We need to believe in the words of Jesus Christ.
每一句话都是真的。
Every word he speaks is true.
所以当我们在读这个。圣经的时候
so when we read the Bible,
尤其这个圣经新约圣经主耶稣对我们所说的话
especially the words spoken to us by Jesus
那是很直接的将神的这个应许呢告诉我们
He directly tells us this promise toward us
那个是最可靠的
and this is the most reliable source
而且是直接对我们讲的
and it is directly spoken to us
这一些福音都是直接对我们讲
all these gospels are directly spoken for us
而是对我们每一个人讲的
And it's spoken to each and every one of us.
所以我们直接领受这个主耶稣的话。
So we can directly receive His word.
我们要相信。
We need to believe.
那就可以得到神的喜悦。
Then we will receive the delight of the Lord.
那主耶稣最后对门徒说。
And last, the Lord told the disciples.
就是要门徒对他有信心。
For the disciples to have faith in Him.
也就是要门徒相信神的爱。
For the disciples to believe in the love of God.
现在我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
这个最后主耶稣对门徒所说的。
In the end, this is what Jesus told the disciples.
是从十四章开始。
Started from chapter 14.
一直到十六章。
Toward all the way till
chapter 16. 这三章很重要。
These three chapters are very important.
要我们认识神的爱。
It's for us to have a deeper understanding of His love. For us to have faith in God.
我们要得到神的喜欢。
We want to be pleased by God.
得到神所应许的一切的恩典。
To receive all the promises he grants us.
就要建立在这个上头。
It is all built upon these.
所以一开始我们看十四章第一节。
Look at chapter 14, verse 1.
说你们心里不要忧愁。
It says, let your heart not be troubled.
你们信神也当信我。
Believe in God, believe in me also.
这是一个开头。
This is an introduction.
信心的开头。
This is the beginning of your faith.
那下面呢，就告诉我们，主耶稣就告诉我们。
And the following is what Jesus
tells us. 先讲到啊，天上的应许。
First talks about the heavenly promises.
用这种方式来说明，就是很实在的，很具体的。
Tells us a very real and very direct.
主耶稣会回到天上去为我们预备住的地方。
Jesus will return to heaven and prepare a home for us.
我们相信。
We believe that.
将来呢，我们会住在那里。
In the future, we will live there.
主耶稣会再来带我们到那边去住。
Jesus will come back and bring us there.
我们相信这个事情。
We need to believe that.
就是真的。
In this promise, that it is true.
所以不用担心的。
So let us not worry.
地上很快就过去了。
That this earth will pass away very quickly.
或许我们在地上啊，是租房子的，没有关系啊。
And right now, maybe we rent. It's no problem.
这个很快，这几十年就过去了。
Don't worry, a couple of decades.
那个永远的主耶稣预备的永远的，就在天上。
Jesus prepared a home for us forever that is eternal.
那是真实的。
And that is true.
主耶稣还给我们凭据。
And God even gave us a guarantee.
圣灵做凭据。
He used just
将来会在那里。
Proof that in the future we will go there.
很实在的。
So he's very realistic for us.
对主耶稣要有信心。
So therefore, let us have faith in Jesus.
他所讲的都是实在的。
That all he says is true.
那么在告诉门徒说，你们直接的讲，你们今天呢一定要认识我。
He tells the disciples one step further that you must believe in me today.
认识我就认识我的父。
Once you know me, you know my father.
这个是很直接的。当认识了主耶稣之后。
Once you know and begin to recognize Jesus,
相信耶稣基督啊，就是父神的显现。
You believe in Jesus, you then see the revelation of God.
然后我们看十二节。
Look at verse 12.
十二节，说我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
Says, surely I tell you, he who believes in me, the works that I do.He will do also.
并且要做比这更大的事。
In greater works than these, he will do.
因为我往父那里去啊。
Because I go to my father.
那你们奉我的名啊，无论求什么，我必成就。
Whatever you ask in my name, I will do.
啊，叫父啊，因儿子得荣耀。
That my father may be glorified in the son.
那你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
So if anything you ask in my name, I will do it.
这个就是主耶稣直接很清楚的应许。
This is a very clear promise of God.
我实实在在告诉你们。
It tells you that most assuredly.
我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
That he who believes in me, I will do also.
并且他做了比主耶稣做更大的事。
That he will do greater works than Jesus Christ.
十三节这里才讲。
Verse 13 it tells us.
因为我往父那里去。
Because I will go to my father.
主耶稣在世上的时候。
When Jesus was on the earth.
他所显明的事情。
All the works he revealed.
其实也是很有限的。
And actually they were also limited.
当他从死里复活升天之后。
But after he died and resurrected to heaven.
那么借着信他的人呢。所行出来的事情啊，那是遍布全球的。
It is through those who believe in his word that is what's announced all over.
所以会更大了。
And that is even greater.
所以只要相信耶稣基督是神。
So as long as you believe that Jesus Christ is God.
好，那么当主耶稣复活升天之后啊，这些门徒啊就可以奉主耶稣的名来祷告祈求。
After that Jesus dies and resurrects, ascends to heaven, that is when the disciples can pray in his name.
信主耶稣的人呢，对主耶稣有信心，奉主耶稣的名行做万事。
But those who believe in him, pray in his name, can do many works.
所以会行更大的事情。
And they can perform great deeds.
所以今天呢，我们主要有这种信心。
So today, as long as we have this type of faith,
我们就会得到神的喜悦。
We will definitely receive the light
of the Lord. 我们奉主耶稣的名，无论求什么。
No, we pray in His name, and no matter what we pray for,
他必给我们成就。
He will definitely do it for us.
那这样，天父就因儿子得荣耀了。
And that is how the Heavenly Father will receive glory because of His Son.
儿子是谁？
Who is the Son?
啊，就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在哪里？
Where is Jesus Christ?
就是我们这些在基督里面的众神的众儿女。
And that is amongst all of us sons and children of God.
那我们每个人都是奉耶稣的名做事情的。
And every one of us perform our deeds in the name of the Lord.
所以，儿子，耶稣基督啊，耶稣这个名就是神儿子的名。
Jesus Christ is the name of God.
天父就是用借这个名来得到荣耀的。
The Heavenly Father uses His name to receive glory.
所以今天我们如果对耶稣有信心，我们奉耶稣的名来行事，神的这个荣耀就会显明出来。
So today we have faith and we believe in the Lord, and in the name of the Lord we do our deeds. He will receive glory in heaven.
所以我们相信神会赏赐我们寻求他的人，我们向他祷告，神一定会赏赐给我们。
Believe that the Lord will grant, and once we pray, the Lord will grant us His blessing.
那么，这个就在今天来讲，我们相信耶稣基督，并且相信我们奉耶稣基督的名来祈求什么，他都会给我们成全。
That is why we need to believe, and everything that we ask for, the Lord will grant us.
这样天父啊，就因儿子的荣耀。
And that is how the Heavenly Father will receive glory from His Son.
因儿子得荣耀，也就是因为，我们也是神的儿女，因为我们这是神的儿女，奉神儿子的名，耶稣基督的名，行事祷告。
Because our Father God in heaven receives glory from the Son is because us as His children also give Him glory.
那么神的这个荣耀就会显明出来。
And then the glory of God will be shown.
这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
And this is the promise that Jesus Christ has given us.
所以他实实在在告诉我们。
So He tells us a very assured.
我们今天要有这样的信心。
That we need to have this type of faith today.
再看那个十六章。
Let's look at chapter 16.
就当主耶稣回到父那里去之后，什么时候开始呢？人会奉耶稣的名求祷告祈求。
After Jesus Christ returns to the Father, at what point did the people pray in His name?
二十三节
Verse 23.
十六章二十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 23.
说到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们的若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。这里说到那日，就是主耶稣复活升天以后，圣灵降临了。
Here it says, in that day, it is after the Lord Jesus resurrected.
圣灵降临以后啊，门徒就知道奉耶稣的名来祷告。
It is after the Holy Spirit descended that the disciples know to pray in Jesus' name.
主耶稣还在世上的时候啊，他们不会。
When Jesus was still on the earth, they did not pray in this way.
当主耶稣复活三天之后，圣灵降临了，他们就知道凡事奉耶稣的名来祷告。
But once Jesus dies and resurrects, then they know to pray in the name of the Lord.
所以那个时候啊，天父啊，就会因为耶稣这个名呢，来赐给我们啊。
Is that at that point is because we pray in His name, then He will grant us what our request.
二十四节说啊，
Verse 24,
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，那如今你们求就必得着。
He said, until now you have asked nothing in my name, but now you will receive that.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be filled.
所以以前门徒都还没有不懂得奉耶稣的名求什么。
So in the past, the disciples still did not understand how to pray in that way.
这是因为啊，主耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
Because Jesus Christ has still not received His glory.
那当主耶稣得了荣耀之后。
But after Jesus Christ received His glory.
门徒啊，就懂得奉耶稣的名来祈求了。
And the disciples knew to pray in His name, to ask and petition.
那天父就给我们成全了。
And then the Heavenly Father will receive us.
神得到荣耀，我们得到喜乐啊。
The God in heaven receive glory, and we will receive joy.
那这一件事情呢？我们看到二十五节啊。
Look at verse 25.
讲到这里，主耶稣说：“这件事情我是用比喻对你们说的。”
Because these things are spoken to in figurative language.
但是时候到了，我就不再用比喻了。
But when the time comes, I will no longer use this type of language.
是直接明说的了。
I will tell you directly.
现在他要明说了。
And then he will tell them directly.
说乃要将父明明地告诉你们。
That he will tell them plainly about the Father.
那怎么说呢？
How will he speak?
26节啊。
Verse 26.
说到那日哦，你们要奉我的名祈求。
That in that day you will ask in my name.
那这个是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
说我并不对你们说我要为你们求父。
I do not say that to you that I shall pray the Father for you.
不是这个意思啊。
It is not that meaning.
不是说我们奉耶稣的名祷告，好，那么主耶稣呢，再去替我们向天父祈求，不是这样的。
It doesn't mean that we pray to Jesus and then Jesus prays to God for us.
有些人可能是这样想。
Some people might think that way.
好像天主教就是说，你告诉玛利亚去告诉耶稣。
The Catholics tell them, or believe that they tell Mary and then Mary tells God.
主耶稣不是这么说。
That is not what Jesus means.
他说我不是这么讲的啊。
He said, I'm not saying you this way.
你们奉我的名祈求的时候。
When you pray in my name.
并不是说好，那我替你们求父，不是这样的。
It doesn't mean that, oh, let me go to the Father and pray for you.
那就怎么样的呢？
But then how is it then?
27节。
Verse 27.
说父自己爱你们。
The Father himself loves you.
因为你们已经爱我了。
Because you love me.
又相信我是从父出来的。
And you believe that I come from the Father.
好，主耶稣说：“那你们现在呢？是你们奉我的名祷告祈求的时候。
When you pray in my name.
是父自己爱你们。
It is the heavenly Father that loves you.
因为你们就是他的儿子。
Because you are the children of God.
他自己爱你们呢。
He loves you himself.
他直接听你们祷告。
He directly hears your prayer.
他直接跟你们成就。
He directly will answer your prayer.
这一点是我们的信心啊。
And that is what is in our faith.
很有把握。
And we have
很直接的
great faith and confidence that
相信神会听我们祷告。
That and believe that God will hear our
而且不需要中间者，不需要中间的人。
And there is no need for a middle person.
因为我就是他的儿子，他就是我父亲。
That I am his son and he is my father.
这因为耶稣这个名。
Because of the name of Jesus.
因为我已经是属于耶稣基督的人了。
You already belong to Jesus Christ.
我奉耶稣的名祷告就是儿子的祷告。
You pray in Jesus' name, that is the prayer of a son.
父亲听儿子的祷告。
It's just like a father hears the prayer of
a son. 一切所求的都要给我们成就。
Everything you pray for, he will grant you.
所以说不要认为，好像有一个中间者。
So don't believe or imagine that there is a middle person.
主耶稣就明说了。
Because Jesus tells us plainly.
父自己爱你们。
That the Father loves you.
因为你们已经爱我。
Because you have loved him.
就是爱父了。
That means you love the Lord.
因为耶稣就是神，就是父神的显现嘛。
Because Jesus is the image of God.
相信我是从父出来的，就是父神的显现。
And believe that Jesus came from God.
那我从父出来，现在要不再回去了。
But now that I, because I came from the Father, I must return to Him.
所以你们奉我的名祷告，那就我回到父里头去，那是一个又天父，他直接就给你们成就。我给你们成就，就天父给你们成就了。
So because I go back to the Father, if the Father answers you, it's just as if I answer you.
所以门徒听了以后，29节。
So after the disciples hear, they say in 29.
说如今你是明说了，明说了。
They see now you are speaking plainly.
没有像以前都用比喻啊。
Not like in the past, they use figure of speech.
现在我们晓得，你凡事都知道的。
Now they are sure that you know all things.
跟神一样，就是神呐。
That he is just like God.
也不用人问你。
You don't need anyone to question you.
因为我们信你是从神出来的。
Because we believe in you that you came from God.
这个是最后主耶稣对门徒讲。
This is what the Lord Jesus told his disciples.
会开始说你们信神，一旦信我。
In the beginning, they told him that if you believe in God, you believe me.
最后就很清楚了，你们相信我就是从神出来。
And ultimately, he ends with, if you believe in me, then you believe that I came from God.
将来呢，你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他会赐给你们。
so that in the future, no matter what you ask for, then God will give you.
不是我替你们求，而是父直接听你们。
It is not that I prayed for you, but the Heavenly Father heard you directly.
所以今天我们要有这样的信心。
So today we need to have this type of faith.
就能得到神的喜悦。
Then we will receive the light of the Lord.
我们一切所祈求的，天父会给我们成就。
All that we ask for, the Lord will grant us.
这是我们应该有的信心。
This is the kind of faith that we must have.
现在我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
第三章这里。约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
23节。
Verse 23.
从22节。
Let's start from verse 22.
说不定我们一切所求的，就从他得着。
Whatever we ask, we receive from him.
因为我们遵守他的命令。
Because we keep his commandments.
行他所喜悦的事。
And we do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
这个他就是神啊。
And this is God.
因为我们遵守神的命令。
Because we keep his commandments.
所以我们一切所求的，就会从神得着。
Then whatever we ask, we will receive from him.
那神的命令是什么？
What is the commandment of God then?
23节。
Verse 23.
我神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
His commandment is for us to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ.
所以我们相信耶稣基督的名。
So once we believe that Jesus Christ is
就是神儿子的名。
That is the name of the son of God.
这是神的命令，我们听他遵守他的命令，他就喜欢我们。
So this is his commandment. As long as we do his commandment, then he will delight and please with us.
并且呢，按照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And that through the commandment that we love one another.
就是主耶稣给我们的命令。
And that is the commandment Jesus Christ gave us.
大家彼此相爱。
For us to love one another.
像主耶稣爱我们一样。
Just like Jesus Christ loved us.
因为我们都是神的儿子吧。
Because we are all the Son of God.
是兄弟姐妹，大家亲爱的。
Brother and sisters love one another.
那么这样呢？你看，我们一切所求的，天父都很喜欢，他会赐给我们。
Then whatever we ask from him, he will give
us. 就因为耶稣基督这个名啊。
Because of the name of Jesus Christ.
24节说。
Verse 24.
遵守神命令的，就住在神里面了。
That he who keeps his commandment abides in him.
神也住在他里面。
And God will abide in him.
所以我们所以知道神住在我们里面。
We know that God lives within us.
是因他赐给所赐给我们的圣灵。
It's because of the Holy Spirit He has given us.
所以神所喜悦的人。
So those who are pleased by God are like this.
遵守神的命令。
They obey the commandment of God.
相信耶稣基督的名。
Believe in the name of God.
遵守主耶稣的命令。
And obey His commandment.
这样就住在神里面，神也住在我们里面。
And that way, God will abide in us, and we in Him.
那神在住在我们里面是有凭据的。
If God lives in us, He has a proof.
因为他是给我们圣灵。
Because He gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以神所喜悦，你看主耶稣受洗起来，不是天开了，不是圣灵降在他身上吗？
So once Jesus was baptized, we can see that the Holy Spirit came upon him.
他说你是我所喜悦的。
And said that you are loved, my beloved.
今天神也是向我们这样证明啊。
And today God does the same for us.
所以只要圣灵在我们身上。
So as long as the Holy Spirit is in us,
我们知道神喜悦，神喜悦。
We will know that God is pleased with us.
我们祷告有圣灵，我们很高兴。
Because when we pray with the Holy Spirit, we're very happy.
很放心啊。
We are very rest.
不要再忧愁，不要再担心什么了。
Don't need to worry or be worried or troubled.
住在神里面，神住在我们里面。
We live in God, and God lives in us.
我们还要忧愁。
And what else do we have to worry about?
不像话了哈，不像话。
That is not right then.
所以弟兄姐妹一定要相信神。
So brothers and sisters, let us believe in God.
只要有这个信心，没有什么忧愁，没有什么胆怯。
As long as we have this faith, we will have no trouble or worry.
主耶稣基督的平安就在我们心中。
That the peace of Jesus is in our hearts.
好，看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
约翰福音第十四章二十七节。
John 14:27.
主耶稣说：“我留下平安给你们了，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。” 主耶稣你看他就是将平安留给我们。
Jesus Christ left his peace for us.
这是主耶稣的平安。
And this is the peace of Jesus.
主耶稣是神的独生子啊。
Jesus is the begotten Son of God.
所以他很平安啊，他不什么情况下都这么平安啊。
In any circumstance, he was very peaceful.
我是神的独生子，我有什么不平安的？
He's the only Son of God. What does he have not to be peaceful?
那这种平安呢，他就留下给我们了。
And this peace he leaves for us.
今天我们相信的神，相信耶稣基督了。
Today we believe in Jesus Christ.
就有这个平安在我们心。
Then we receive this peace in our hearts.
所以我们心里啊，没有忧愁，没有胆怯。
So our hearts will have no trouble and not afraid.
这个会解决现在啊很多世上人的问题啊。
This will solve a lot of the problems in this world.
现在世界上的人就是忧愁跟胆怯。
Today, a lot of people's troubles are because they're worried and afraid. They have no peace within them.
很多事情，你看世界的问题都会出来。
A lot of issues come out because there's no peace.
那讲小一点呢，身体啊，百病都来了。
And then all the illnesses start to come
out. 什么奇奇怪怪的病都出来了。
Any weird illness can come.
就是忧愁胆怯。
Because they're afraid and troubled.
形成心里的很多的压力。
And that creates a lot of
pressure inside. 这个压力让我们身体啊破坏掉。
And this stress and pressure.
破坏我们的这个。
Ruins our
神所创造最宝贵的这个免疫系统。
Ruins the body that the God created.
疗愈系统，我们身体里面有免疫系统，有疗愈系统，防卫的跟修复的。防卫就是保护。
And this ruins our immune system.
那么你还有修复的，他自己会把它修好。遇到什么东西不，马上就会给他修啊。
Normally, our body has our own defense.
这个才是真正的这个神这个给我们的就是这样子，我们这个身体才能够用这么久。
God gave us this ability for us our body to last that long.
不然的话，怎么能用这么久
？Otherwise, how would our bodies last that long?
人的机器很快用几年就坏掉了。
Our bodies will only work for a couple of decades.
还要不断的修。
But you need to constantly repair it.
今天你看神给我们这个。
But today, God gave us this body.
如果我们好好的，不要去破坏它。
If we take care of it very well,
会用很久，不会坏的。
It will last long and not go bad.
真的是这样子。
And that is true.
不会生病。
We will not be sick.
活到100岁、200岁，哇。
We can live up to 100 years old.
回家了。
And then return home.
就这样子。那现在你看，为什么世上的人这么多奇奇怪怪的病
？But today we see that a lot of people have different illnesses.
现在越来越清楚了。
And now it's more clear.
都是从压力来，心理压力来。
It's because we have a lot of stress in our heart.
都是心理的问题。
It is all the worries in the heart.
如果心里面有主耶稣的平安
，But if inside your heart you had the peace of Jesus,
我想我们都很健康。
I believe that we'll all be very healthy.
我们都很快乐。
We'll be all be joyful.
感谢神。
And thank
这种信心呢，很宝贵。
This type of faith is very precious.
神儿子的信心。
And this is the faith of the Son of God.
耶稣基督的平安。
The peace of Jesus.
在我们心中。
Will be in our hearts.
不会有什么忧郁症啊。
You won't have no depression.
不会有什么哇那个压力呀、啊、或劳苦担重担的、啊，没有这个事情啊。
You will not feel burdened and heavy.
每天该做的事情就做，累了就休息啊，怕什么？
When you do your day's work and labor, you tired and you rest.
可是人就不没有，啊，不能这样子。
But man, for some reason, cannot be like that.
不该想的一直想。
What you're not supposed to think.
不该担心的一直担心。
What you're not supposed to worry, you worry.
不用该怕的，你就不要好好怕的，一直怕。
What you don't need to be afraid, you continue to be frightened.
那你这样的这种心灵啊，受这样的压力。
And this type of your kind of this spirit
身体怎么承载得了
？How can your body sustain that？
所以呢，经过一段时间呢，身体就垮下去了。
So after a long period of time like that, your body falls apart.
发生问题。
Then the problem arises.
这个都是现代人的毛病。
This is the issue that goes around nowadays.
身体的毛病都从这边来的。
The illnesses of the body comes from this.
所以今天呢，我们感谢神。
So today we need to thank the Lord.
我们在基督里面。
That we are in the Lord.
要有信心。
We need to have faith.
得到神的喜悦。
Have to be pleased by God.
心中呢有基督的平安。
And inside we have the peace of Jesus.
神选召我们了，目的也是这样子的。
God called us for this purpose.
我们看 哥罗西书第三章。
Look at Colossians chapter 3.
为什么神要在借着基督来选召我们
？Why God through Jesus calls for us？
就是要赐给我们这样的平安。
Is to give us this type of peace。
神所喜悦的人。
That the people pleased by God
心中有平安
must have peace in their heart.
这个平安是依耶稣基督的平安
And this peace is the peace of Jesus Christ.
我们看第三章
Look at chapter
3, 14节
Verse 14.
三章十四节
Chapter 3, verse 14.
就在这一切之外，还要存着爱心。爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们也是为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。这里告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
我们要存着爱心。
That we need to have，
这个主耶稣说的，我们彼此相爱的心。
That we all need to have a heart of love。
就这样就能够联络全德，也就是可以完全的这个律法。
You can complete the law。And complete the commandment.
好，那么十五节说
，Verse 15，
这个要叫基督的平安存在我们心里
，For the peace of God to rule in our heart，
在我们心里面做主啊
，So for it to rule in our heart，
心中有主啊
，That in your heart you have a king，
那个主是什么
？And who rules？
基督的平安啊。
It's the peace of Jesus Christ.
让基督的平安在我们心中做主啊。
For the peace of Jesus Christ to be ruler in our heart.
那我们就没有忧愁，没有胆怯。
Then we will have no trouble or have and no worry.
说我们是为此蒙召的。
Because we are called by the Lord.
神把我们选召来，在基督里面归为一体啊。
God calls us all together for one body.
就是要让基督的平安在我们心中做主嘛。
It's for the peace of Jesus to rule in our hearts.
所以我们常常存着感谢的心。
So that is why we must have a heart of thanksgiving.
常存感恩的心。
To have a heart that is always thankful.
现在有些人说，我们要心存感恩。
Some say that we first need to give thanks.
心存爱心。
And then have love.
说这样就会很健康。
And that way you'll be very healthy.
我说这个说这个话的人呢，有道理。
And I believe that is very true.
那是真的。
That is very
这里也是这样子。
Truthful. That is because it says it here too.
要存着爱心。
That we need to be full of love.
要存着感恩的心。
And full of thanksgiving.
那怎么样才能够这样子？
And how are we going to be like this?
有基督的平安在心中。
Only by having the peace of Jesus in our heart.
有基督的爱在心中。
You have the love of Jesus in your heart.
心中就平安了。
Then you will have peace in your heart.
所以主耶稣啊，他就是要将这个恩典赐给我们。
That is how Jesus will give his blessing to us.
感谢神啊。
Thank the Lord.
所以神所喜悦的人。
And the people that are pleased by God.
就是有神的儿子耶稣基督的平安在心中。
By having the Son of God, Jesus Christ, his peace in our heart.
最健康，最喜乐。
And that will be the most joyful.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
157首。
157。
Thank you.
be seated.
再来，我们要一起来祷告。
And now we'll pray together.
我们要相信耶稣基督是神。
We need to believe that Jesus Christ is God.
讲起来是已经应该是很容易、很简单的事。
It's actually a very simple matter.
但是实际上呢，也是最困难的。
But in actuality, is the most hardest thing to do.
所以我们这个福音呢，要让告诉说耶稣基督是神。
The gospel tells us that Jesus Christ is God.
他爱我们世人，他替我们死。
He loves all mankind. He died for us.
啊，白白的将这个宝贵的恩典、永远的这个救恩赐给我们每一个人。
Freely he gave this salvation to everyone.
赐给每一个相信的人。
He gives to everyone who believes in him.
这么简单。
And is that simple?
可是没办法相信。
But it is hard for us to believe.
很难传呢。
Then it's very hard to preach.
啊，听起来，在我们今天来讲，我们是很容易啊。
For us today, it should be easy.
感谢神，我们有福气。
Thank the Lord, we have this blessing.
这么简单就得到这个恩典。
Such an easy way we can receive His blessing.
但是在另外一些人呢，太困难了。
But for some others, it's very hard.
因为保罗说，他们的心眼呢，被世上的邪神呢、啊，弄瞎了。我们没有弄瞎，被弄瞎哦，所以我们看到哦，宝贵，我们就相信了。
But the Bible tells us that these people, their hearts are being covered by evil things in the
world. 所以保罗说，那一些人是因为被弄瞎了，所以那个光一照，他根本没有感觉。
So Paul tells us because they are blinded, so when the light shines, they can't see anything.
感谢神。
But thank the
Lord. 今天呢，主耶稣基督福音的光一照，我们还没有瞎掉，我们看见了，哇，我们就亮了。
Once the light of Jesus shines upon us, we are not blind, but we can see.
那我们就要好好的，好看重。
Let us take this very
care
of it.
信心呢，一定要坚固。
And stabilize our faith.
只有用这个信心来得到神的喜悦。
Use this faith to receive the pleasing of the
Lord. 不要想其他的。
Let us not think of any others.
只有信心而已。
Just to have faith.
如果想到其他的，就昏心了。
If you think of other things, then your faith will wobble.
因为我们信久的人呢，就会感觉到说会有干扰，你会想到其他的。
For those of us who believe in the long, you think of other things and cause you to wobble.
刚刚听福音来相信的，我很单纯，没有想到其他的。
Once you started to believe, you will not think of any others and just believe.
就像圣经说，相信耶稣基督是神，他会听我祷告，我祈求他就会有。哎，真的就是这样。
Just like the Bible says, tell us to believe. Once you believe, then you will receive. Is that easy?
啊，那么信久了一点呢，就想到说，哎呀，什么东西啊？我想东想西想很多了。
But after you believe in a long time, you believe in all these other things.
祷告那个信心呢，跑不出来。
And then when you pray, your faith cannot come out.
哎，想到说。我也没有做很多功，还是我怎么样？哎呀，我哪里什么东西？哎呀，哪里有谁有缺点？想太多东西出来了。
You start to ponder, oh, have I done enough? Have I done this?
哎呀，我灵修不好，我祷告神会听吗？哇
！You start to doubt, I have not done enough cultivation when I pray with God here.
这些干扰实在最可怕。
All these things that are bothering us are the most.
神爱罪人，一个罪人祷告。只要相信祷告，神就怜悯他。
God loves sinners, and as long as a sinner prays, then God will hear them.
当我相信以后，会想到说：“哎呦，这个神会怜悯我吗？”哎呦，我这样做，神会喜欢我吗？哎呦，怎么奇怪、啊、
？Then when you pray, you say, "Oh, I'm a sinner. Will God hear me? I've done this. Will God hear me?"
这个是很奇怪的地方。
That would be very strange.
所以呢，保持初心的那种单纯的信心。
Let us maintain a heart of innocence.
不要信到最后好像法利赛人一样。
Let us not believe like the Pharisees believe.
哇，怎么样怎么样，神才喜欢我，不然的话神就不喜欢我。那这样信的太辛苦了。
Considering whether you when you do this, God will believe you or do that, will God like you?
永远做一个三岁的小孩子，快快乐乐、活活泼泼在神面前这样就好。
Let us always be like a 3 or 4 year old child, happy and joyful. God will love us.
不要想要说我在神面前要表现的怎么样，神才喜欢，没有这回事。
Let us not expect that I have to be a certain way for God to love us.
都是借着我们的诚心跟我们的信心。
But it is through a heart of sincerity and truth.
永远都是这个。
To forever maintain that way.
这样就好了。
Then that will be, you'll be fine.
感谢神。
And we thank the Lord. Let us all pray.